This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, tomorrow is April Fool's Day. But all things considered, will you still try to pull any April Fool's pranks this year? Or are you reading the room and realizing it's not the right time for that? We know at least one major brand that's decided to pass on pulling a standard light corporate humor April Fool's prank this year. Google has announced it's going to, quote, take the year off from that tradition out of respect. Well, good for Google. If you're already running out of stuff to do and watch, consider putting together the Hell Puzzle. Japanese company has created a 2,000-piece jigsaw puzzle that is completely blank. The box reads, please do not buy this if you are a beginner. It's recommended for 18 years and older. You've been warned, the box says. Blank. Man, they're really trying to drive us crazy. Two Marshmallow Peeps factories in Pennsylvania have shut down due to the rapidly evolving COVID-19 situation. But the company did offer this helpful news. All the peeps for Easter have already gone out. Boy, we dodged a bullet on that one, didn't we? Major League Baseball and Players Union signed the new agreement last Friday, with players willing to extend the season as long as necessary to come close to a full schedule. They're hoping the season can start late May or 1st of June, with regular season games going through October, the playoffs till Thanksgiving. It's possible the World Series will be closer to Christmas than Halloween. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. John Bailey is a former member of the British Navy who spent a bunch of time in a submarine. Now he's using social media to offer strategies to help the rest of us deal with isolation. Some of John's highlights, routine. Make a routine. Divide your day up between working, resting, exercising, and eating. Find a private place to make sure you schedule some private time there. Food. Take time to prepare meals and don't just eat all day. Exercise. Well, you might have to get a bit creative. Taking time to move breaks up the day and keeps you healthy. Clean. Put time in your daily routine to clean and stick to it. And finally, connect. Keep in touch with people. Just because we're inside doesn't mean we have to lose touch with the outside world. Awesome, good stuff there. Here's some totally useless information. People hold on to their couches for an average of 12 years. Time well wasted survey. During that time, it will see 7,482 hours of TV. 6,960 spills, and 4,428 kisses. Told you it was useless information. Hey, and here's good news if your stash of Thin Mints is depleted. The Girl Scouts have announced that you can now order your favorite cookies online, get them shipped directly to your house. All you have to do is go to the Girl Scout website, put in your zip code. Cookies are $5 a box. No need to go into Girl Scout cookie withdrawal. Got an email from Tyler Strew, youth director of Salem Lutheran Church in Coloma, that the church is having a blood drive to support our local hospitals tomorrow, Wednesday the 1st, from 8 until 2. Due to the coronavirus, this is one of the few blood drives still open. Hospitals and patients are in desperate need of blood now more than ever. We hope that you can stop by again tomorrow between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the Salem Lutheran Church at 275 Marvin Street in Coloma. Important blood drive at the Salem Lutheran Church, Coloma, tomorrow. If you're healthy, at least 17 years old, and haven't given in the last 56 days, please give serious consideration to donating. Knucklehead News out of Buffalo, New York, where a man was found tied up inside his truck and told police that he was the victim of a kidnapping plot. But it turns out he made it all up to get out of having to pay off a bet. Officers found 60-year-old Robert Brandell tied up in his truck and told him two armed men had abducted him a couple of days earlier. Cops weren't buying it, though, citing how calm and clean-shaven he was. Further investigation produced information suggesting that he'd made the whole thing up because he was trying to get out of paying a $50,000 bet he'd lost on the Super Bowl. Randell's now facing charges of fraud and filing a false police report. Truly a knucklehead. And that's your Daily Buzz. Send me things to buzz about to Paul at WCSY.com. Copy and paste a link and put it on our Facebook page or just email it to me. Podcasts are at WCSY.com, our website, iTunes, Google Play, TuneIn, Stitcher, all the great podcasting outlets as well. And Alexa will play them for you. Just have her play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcast. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Andecker. Stay informed with our up-to-the-minute COVID-19 updates from our newsroom at 20 past the hour and at WCSY.com. Stay informed, stay safe, stay healthy, and make it a great day.